This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
I want to give a shout out to my neighbor Ryan and the Bengals den. Remember Ryan? We had him on the air last year. He was all pumped up for the Bengals to be in the Super Bowl.
He was the one Bengals super fan we knew.
Yeah, his wife was pregnant, and there was a chance he was going to go into labor during the Super Bowl, so That was a stressful situation. Well, I was texting back and forth with him yesterday. Did you watch that crazy Bengals game?
No, I missed it. Who were they playing?
It was wild. The Steelers, Bengals' heavy favorites, extra point got blocked with like no time left to send the game into overtime. Bengals should have got the extra point, but the Steelers were able to block it. And then again, another field goal was missed by the Bengals in overtime, and the Steelers ended up winning the game.
Nice.
With seconds left. Anyways, Ryan, I was thinking of you and your Bengals den fans. You never know. That first week is a tough one, right?
It's crazy. Like, that must be the wildest for any fantasy team or anything.
Well, I'm in a survivor pool.
And so how's that work again?
Every week you have to pick one team that is going to win that week, but you can only pick each team once. So I went with the Ravens. I can't pick the Ravens again, but I'm still in the pool. Half of the, I think there's like 3,000 guys in this pool. And half of them got eliminated yesterday.
Oh, already.
Because a tie counts as a loss as well. So you had Indy, who tied Houston.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big deal for anyone still in the pool. And then the Bengals, that was a big one.
Big upset, yeah.
And
even the Browns won.
And the Browns won.
I mean, what's going on?
And I do have a buddy who went with the Bengals, and he lost, and the guy who's running the pool sent him a message. He's like, was that money well spent?
Worth it?
Week one. You don't get cute in week one.
Yeah.
You know, get a couple weeks in and see how the guys are playing, and then start figuring out when you want to really take a gamble on a team.
I had a pretty big win that I bet on. Not NFL, but the UFC fights. There was the Nate Diaz fight.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Tony Ferguson. He just, like, Tony stepped up last minute. Other guy didn't make weight, but I put down the biggest bet ever. $100.
On who? Diaz?
Nate Diaz. And he won. Paid $225. So I put 50 down. My girlfriend put 50 down. And we were like, man, if that's a lot of money for us. Like, we were so into this fight. It was unbelievable. Like, you think you're getting into a football game. Wait till there's two guys pummeling each other.
Sarah's screaming.
She was, dude. She was more into it than I was. She was all sweaty.
Make him bleed.
She's like, I'm sweating.
So what are you going to do? Is that going to go towards the wedding? Is that wedding fund?
We're going to let it ride, baby. Let it go to the honeymoon.
Here's the problem.
We got the itch now.
Are you brave enough to let me see your peacock?
Devin Peacock is our sports guy. He's here, and we're talking baseball, Dev.
We're talking baseball because I have been following like a hawk St. Louis Cardinals games as of late, because Albert Pujols is getting closer and closer to 700 career home runs. He hit his 697th the other day. He passed Alex Rodriguez for fourth all-time, and it's three home runs, which is both attainable and might be a stretch based on the fact he's now 42 years old, almost exclusively hits against left-handed pitching. So his opportunities to hit home runs is diminished, and he's been on a bit of a heater as of late, and that's at some point going to have to come to an end. What I want, though, is for Albert Pujols not to do what Wayne Gretzky did. Gretzky retired at 894 goals. I don't want Albert to end at like 699. Like, if you end at 699 the season, don't you have to come back next season?
So he's talking about retiring.
He's not. He's already said he's going to retire. I'm telling Albert,
Don't do it.
You got to have 700.
Devin Peacock has OCD. You can't retire. It'll drive him crazy.
Imagine, though, if he goes back for another season and he's so over the hill, he can't even get that one or two last home runs. That would be the saddest thing.
What if they take away some of his home runs because he plays so bad next year?
Oh, he hits it backwards. Minus one home home run.
Blue Jays looking good against the Rangers on the weekend. Unfortunately, they didn't get the sweep, but yeah, they were looking great on Saturday.
They were looking good. They were looking really good. I mean, they could almost not lose in a sense over the weekend because the Yankees and Rays were playing each other. So you want those two teams just to, you know, kind of bash themselves in. But the Blue Jays playing really, really good baseball right now, and they've set themselves up for a 5-game series against the Tampa Bay Rays. And so it's not often you have a 5-game series in the majors, but they're going to have one this week. And this one is obviously crucial because it's Toronto, it's Tampa Bay, who are both chasing New York for the AL East lead, but also for positioning in the wild card. So if you are the Blue Jays, you are treating this upcoming week like it's the playoffs.
Cuckoo! This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
Congratulations to Pierre Poilievre. He's the new leader of the Conservative Party. Got confirmed, voted in over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Pepe. Let's switch over to the Parti Québécois. This is an interesting story.
Yeah, there is a PQ candidate named Andrianne Fiola. She's been running for some sort of seat in Quebec. And her face is everywhere on these signs all around Quebec. Turns out she got busted. I don't know if busted is the right term, but it was revealed that she was in some sort of explicit adult pornographies that were on Pornhub and other websites. Pornographic films.
Uh-huh.
And the thing is, she was wearing a mask during these films, but she was busted because she has an identifiable tattoo on her bicep. Uh-oh. So she got called out, hey, is this you? And she admitted, yes, several months ago, I participated in the production of an explicit digital content that was broadcast on several adult platforms. These actions were done without showing my face in order to preserve my anonymity, although I fully assume my actions and choices, the content was removed at my request. So you can't find it anymore, and it's taken off those websites, but she did participate in these videos. She's
but didn't cover up the tattoo. That's
a rookie
mistake, I'd say.
Yeah, and there's a weird thing going on where other candidates are criticizing her for being in these adult movies, but now they're getting shamed for shaming her and saying she can do whatever she wants, which she can.
Yeah,
but she's also been into politics, and like she's been a well-known politician in that area since she was 16 years old. So if you want a life as a politician, I think you gotta know that turns people off. Some it turns on, but some people it turns off when you participate in stuff like that. We'll see what happens
when they go to the polls.
You never know, really.
Yeah, like this could be the biggest. Look, we're in Ontario. We're talking about it.
Yeah, name recognition is huge, and they always say, who would you want to have a beer with? You want to have a beer with that person, maybe?
She's got some stories for sure. But it's just the whole, whatever, be in the adult film, do whatever you want to do. But the fact that she didn't think to cover up her tattoo.
That's what you're judging.
That's what I, well, you know, she's making decisions. You gotta think, you gotta be two steps ahead of the competition here.
True.
Yeah, you wear the mask.
Put an armband over the tattoo.
You forgot the tattoo. Whoopsie.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
First weekend of the NFL regular season. Devin Peacock, our sports guy, is going to be joining us to talk football at 6:30. A lot to get to. But I saw this headline in these pictures, and oh my God, imagine coming out of a football game. Your team won, but some idiot didn't turn his grill off after tailgating and destroyed 8 cars.
Oh, no. Oh, buddy, that sucks.
Outside the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Dolphins tailgater accidentally left his grill on during the game, and his car erupted in flames, spread to 8 different cars before they got it under control. You can see there's pictures of people in the stadium. Obviously, they were talking to each other saying, what's that big cloud of smoke? So they started taking pictures from in the stadium. And then this is what some people found when they came out. Just absolutely gutted by fire.
A whole string of them.
Whole stretch of the parking lot.
That looks like a monster truck just drove over a strip of cars. You know, it's like leaves a path of destruction.
Yeah, looks like the apocalypse a little bit, except for this one truck. So, how do you feel being the one guy who can get in his truck and just drive away next to all those burnt out cars?
Like, pretty thankful.
Thank God, yeah.
The upholstery's a little melted on the inside just from the heat, but...
It's tough. You get excited. It's your first week back to tailgating. You gotta put a checklist on paper or something.
Yeah.
Before you go into the game, turn off the grill should be at the top of that list.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Was in transit on the weekend. They're not in any rush to get the old gal into the ground, are they?
Really milking this.
Yeah, the state funeral for Her Majesty the Queen will take place at Westminster Abbey on Monday, a week from today, the 19th of September at 11 a.m. The Queen will be lying in state at Westminster Hall for 4 days, so people can... give their respects. And were you watching any of the coverage as the Queen's body left Balmoral Castle on its way to Edinburgh in Scotland, Jim?
No. They had the helicopter following it the whole way, like an O.J. Simpson chase?
Oh, yeah. The entire time, the news channels just had this. And I don't know what the see-through hearses are doing when a dignitary isn't dead, but you got to think that's a real niche market.
So there was a see-through one, a glass top hearse?
Yeah, it was like you could see the casket. It was closed.
Yeah.
It was covered in a Scottish flag.
Huh.
But you could see that the Queen was in there as it made its way along the countryside, and then it would get into a small town and you'd see people lining the streets crying. But all I could think about when I was watching it was Aunt Edna from National Lampoon's Vacation. Remember what they did with Aunt Edna?
Didn't they just stuff her in the trunk or something?
They
or
put her on
it?
The roof? Driving Aunt Edna back home after her untimely passing. This is interesting. Did you know that the royal bees were alerted on the weekend
that
the queen had died? There are bees that are part of one of the properties, I guess, the royal family has.
Okay,
here.
So just like they'd have royal horses or something like that.
Yeah, these are the royal bees. And on the weekend, this is tradition, the royal beekeeper visited the hives to tell the bees in hushed tones that Elizabeth had passed on and King Charles is their new master. Place black bows on the hives and ask the bees to be good for their new boss.
Oh no, not Charles.
That guy. There's superstition that if you don't do this, the bees could leave and stop producing honey. Royal beekeeper John Chappell says, you knock on each hive and you say, the mistress is dead, but don't you go. Your master will be a good master to you.
Oh, my goodness.
It's tradition, you know?
Yeah, I wonder how old some of these...
Deep in tradition.
Some of them could be cleaned up a little.
I don't know who's in a worse position after the queen's death than her corgis. Her little... You always saw her with her corgi dogs. It was pretty
famous.
Cute. Yeah, to see how the queen loved those things and they loved her. Well... we now know where the corgis are going.
Where's that?
Old Jeffy Epstein's buddy.
Whoa.
Prince Andrew's getting them.
No!
Yeah.
Why? That guy cannot be held responsible, or cannot be allowed to be responsible for these cute animals. This guy is the last guy.
I know.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Prince Andrew is going to be looking after the Queen's corgis.
What? Will, step up! You got the kids.
Which has the bees feeling pretty good about their situation, I guess.
Could be worse, fellas.
All right, we'll take Charles.
This is the Taz and Jim podcast.
Jim hadn't seen the video of Prince Charles's spaz attack while he was signing his king document the other day.
I just watched it. Spaz attack, a little strong. And it's funny because all the headlines are like, King Charles furiously gestures away the ink. Well, King Charles upset. It was pretty... He, like, certainly wanted it out of there, but furiously or aggressively, I don't think
he
was
appropriate. Pretty angry. There is the pieces of paper they had him signing were too big for the desk, number one.
Yeah, what are these, novelty papers?
And the too many pens. Why did he have eight? I guess if you run out of, that's why.
Don't you hate when you have that Bic and it's not working? You know, it's just leaving lines on the paper with no ink. But
you,
it's funny.
You got to go with the fancy calligraphy pen, I guess. When you sign the king document, you can't use the Bic.
Well, I think this is one of those things. It's each level of royalty, each level of the hierarchy you make it up to, the higher the scrutiny gets. So now he's king. So now, like, he was already under the spotlight, but now it's going to be twice as much.
He muttered the F word under his breath.
There is no way.
Watch it closely, Jim. The pens are in his way, and he looks over at his aide or his servant, his peasant, and he says, get these, if you read his lips, he says, get these effing things out of here. And then under his mouth, he mutters effer.
Did
that,
he really?
That effer.
Wait, looking closely, also said, someone's getting beheaded today.
That's what I'm seeing here. Post it on the Taz and Jim Facebook page, and we'll get the response of the listeners. I think it's a little glimpse into his true personality. Okay. I think he's an impatient man.
He's got things to do.
It was a good test. Whoever put those pens there, kudos to you.
I see. This was a test, yeah, big time. Let's see how he handles the smallest inconvenience.
He always freaks out when you put too many pens on the desk. Let's get him to do it in front of the cameras.
This is the Taz and Jim Podcast.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.